Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio today. I'm really excited to be here with you. It's been a while. A lot of things have been going on in life and business and just all over the place. And so I've been missing being here, but I'm really excited to be here and really compelled to be here today because some stuff has been brewing that I've been wanting to share with everybody. And there'll be another episode following this one up. But for today, I really want to share with you a few ideas about going to the next level and being the middle of the summer, or anytime you're listening to this, but this summer is really inspiring me. I thought it was the perfect time. So that being said, we all know there is no perfect time except for right now. It's always the perfect time. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Kimberly DuBrule. I've been a coach for over 16 years now and loving every minute of it. You know, when you're doing something for that long and you still love it, it's a really good sign. Although it looked differently over the years. So as a great mentor I once had said, when I had been selling real estate for 15 years, she at that point ended up selling real estate for 19 years. And doing pretty well with it, although not feeling the love as I do for the coaching and teaching coaching and inspiring work that I do now. She said, well, whatever you do next, you certainly don't want to do it for 15 years. I was a great listener, right? I did it for another 4 years after she gave me that great advice. But that's what I love about what I'm doing now is it changes all the time. There are no 2 days that are alike, and I love working with all of my different clients on all the things that they're working on. There's no cookie cutter. And if you want to know more about what I'm doing, please head over to my website, Kimberly DuBrule, DuBrule.com, and check it out. And I'm just about putting the finishing little steps on this month's newsletter. And I try to make it of value. So if you would love to receive that on my website, you can scroll down and sign up and you will automatically get that sent to you. I try to, as I said, make it valuable thoughts and ideas, just a few things to think about. I always share books that I'm reading and different, if there's some products or shows or things that I think are really awesome, then I will share those with you too. And really, I am a business coach and a life coach and a mindset coach. And if we take that all under one umbrella, it's living a happy life. It's living the best life. I know some of these things sound cliche, but really, as I get older, I just seem to really see this more and more clearly that the whole point of life is to live a good one. I mean, I just don't believe that there would be another point. So we're all given different things in life, and it's up to us to figure the puzzle of our own lives out. And we can either enjoy it or we can resist and struggle with it. And I just believe in the enjoying it part, though it doesn't mean it's without struggle. It's just a way of working with things. So today I'm hoping that you will leave this episode having some good thoughts about yourself and what you bring to the table in life and with what you want to do with living your best life. But the reason I started to think about this, you are ready. This is the name of this episode. You are ready. That's the name of my next newsletter. And what does that mean? You are ready, taking what you've got to the next level. I had to put a tagline on, but really the message is you are ready. Every mid-year, for the past few years anyway, I do a great retreat, and I always put myself through the same kinds of things that I'm doing with others. I just love planning. I love strategizing. I love thinking big. And we did this retreat at one of the best, most big thinking places I know and love, which is this place called Shelburne Farms. It's right on Lake Champlain. It has a lot of history. in here in Vermont. It's just a beautiful place with so much great energy, but surrounded by beauty. So if you're thinking about doing some planning and retreating, pick a place that inspires you with its beauty. That will automatically get your mind thinking big. So in doing that work and just working with my clients, of course, all the time, and then sitting down to do my own work on what do I want in the second half of the year? How did the first half go? What has changed? Am I still excited about the same goals? Did they move forward? What's stopping them? You know, kind of going through a lot of reflection, which I'm not going to go into too deeply here today. Maybe we'll touch more into it, but just to give you the setup. And working with people at the retreat and myself, just really noticing that we don't always give ourselves a lot of credit for having everything we already need at our disposal to go ahead and create whatever the next level is. So I really want to say this is not meant to say you should be unhappy with your life the way it is right now, because I hope you are, and that is awesome. I'm always looking at like what could be even better. You know, this is all good. I do try to be satisfied and happy with my life at every point. And at the same time, I'm always thinking about learning and growing and expanding, because I just feel like that's what we're here to do. So I enjoy it. So hopefully you do. And if you don't, you might figure out, how can I enjoy it? How does that have to look for me to enjoy learning and growing and believing? That's a big part of it. So when we talked about believing and real goals and what do I really want to do, there is that old way of flashing back to, you know, what were you interested in when you were a kid? I mean, if we haven't been in at least one seminar as adults that has posed that question, we probably haven't been in any seminars. That is certainly nothing new. It's something that we've been asked or probably thought of. And if you haven't, then hooray, I'm glad that you can hear this today. But I can't be asked that enough, because it does make me consider every single time, you know, there were certain things that I liked to do. So those can be clues. What can I engage in right now? Let's say that you're in a job that you've been in for a long time and you're kind of losing enthusiasm. Working on these little side things that are like the things you were interested in when you were younger can bring energy to everything that you're doing. So you will maybe not be surprised that the job that you're in that doesn't excite you right now may be influenced by something that you're working on in your personal life or in your off time or whatever that is. So it's really just something important to think about. So as we're at the retreat and we're chatting and thinking big, it was amazing for me to see that the people who were there were starting to really realize, you know what is really holding me back? I really have everything I need in order to go forward and to achieve what I want to. I just maybe wasn't noticing it. And we did a lot of work. I gave out a lot of worksheets that people could pick and choose from. And one of the things that we looked at is building a foundation. And everyone kind of did their own work on their own. So this was just really personal. But taking stock of what's good about you, first of all, as a real solid foundation building move to make, sit down and write out what's good about you. Like, what are all the things that are good about you? And it doesn't matter if other people think those things are good or not. This is not about anybody else. It's just about you. So number one, if you want a number of things to do from this particular podcast, take stock about what's good about you. Make an exhaustive list. I hope your list is pages and pages long. And if it isn't, if it's just a few lines long, then just keep it with you and keep adding to it. For some people, this exercise is super easy. They've got it dialed in. They write thing after thing after thing that's good about them. And then I have clients who will have this as homework and they'll come back and the page will be blank. Because depending on where you're at in life and what your past has dictated up to this point, you may have a really difficult time seeing what's good about you. So with clients like that, I just keep pushing because there is so much that's good about every single person who's hearing this. I know that. I've worked with lots of people. I know lots of people. I know there's good stuff about every single one of you. And so your job is to start to see it. Start to see what's good about you. Oh my gosh, the world is open to you when you start to either amplify these good things that you are able to see, or you start to see things that you weren't seeing before. It's just a game changer. So don't think that this is, what's the word? Like if you're, you know, thinking that you're all that and a bag of chips. No, this is really self-esteem boosting. You need to be strong. You need to have a strong self-esteem. You need to have strong confidence. To live in this world that we're in today and live a happy life, you have to have that. And we can all so easily get knocked down, right? We get bad news at every turn without looking for it. All you have to do is, turn on your computer. And even if you don't watch the news, which I don't, you can still have plenty of things flashing in front of your eyes that you didn't ask to see, but there they are. And people talking, and there's drama, and there's all kinds of stuff, right? So that kind of thing comes to you whether you want it to or not. So we have to work twice as hard, three times as hard, I don't know if we want to say a million times harder than ever, to boost ourselves because of the world that we live in today. And it just gets, it's ever-changing, right? So the thing that we can control is what we're noticing about ourselves that's good. We can work on our own actions and really, most importantly, the thoughts that we have. That's really something no one else can change about you. You have control of your thoughts. You have control of your actions. And that's what we need to focus on. We can't change other people. I tell you, I've tried really hard. Starting with my own family, it does not work. If I was a coach that was trying to change people into what I thought they should be, I don't think I would probably be still coaching 16 years into this. And believe me, I've evolved as a coach too to take this even more and more seriously, that you know what's right for you. I'm just going to help you figure out what it is for yourself. Like, I'm not going to tell you, I'm just going to ask you questions. I'm going to let you have the space and the support from me to figure it out. But you know what it is. It's not going to be me telling you. So do that. Take stock of what's good about you. And then the next thing, which can be kind of fun, is start to do like what I call a clearinghouse. Clearinghouse of all the experiences you've ever had. What have I experienced? And you're going to be surprised if you really actually think back to like when you were in high school, then when you were after high school, whether you went to college or what was your first job, second job, third job. What are all the things that you've done for education? The books that you've read, the classes you've taken. What about all of the places that you've visited? Now, I don't want you to take this to mean that if you have only been one place outside your hometown, that there's anything wrong with that. Because the biggest thing I want you to get from this conversation is we're doing a clearinghouse of what you have to bring to the table. We're not measuring it against anybody else. We're not judging it like, oh, well, this person over here, they've been, you know, all the way around the world, and I've been, you know, next door to the next town over. That is not the point. Write down, I've been to the next town over, whatever it is, because we're just doing a clearinghouse of everything. Where have you been? What have you done? What have you learned? And you can have a lot of fun with this. So this is what I want you to get out of this, is that you are unique. No one else can write down the same list of things that you are writing down. This is all about you, and you're special. You got to really realize that. You know, like, this is no hooey. This is no, like, let's just think positive and everything will be okay. This is reality. You have things that you've done. You have experiences you've been through. Some you might name good. Some you might name bad, right? If you're going to judge it. But I don't care what I call it. It's experience. Things that happen that aren't to our choosing are the things that help us appreciate all the good stuff even more. And we get a lot of learning from those things. especially if we repeat them several times. So look at all those things that you've learned. Look at all of the things that you've been involved in. Remember all of the things that you've had. I was remembering the other day when I was in my early 20s or mid-20s, early to mid-20s, I was vice president of the Burlington Business and Professional Women's Club. I had forgotten all about that, like completely forgotten. That was a great group. I think it's still going. I don't know when I stopped going or, you know, what happened in my life that I, you know, maybe it was kids. I don't remember. But I had forgotten that I had even been involved in that group, and it brought back so many great memories. The people there were amazing. Some really great mentors that I had were there and who have passed on now. So I really want you to go back through the years and take time. And so back to my point about why this is a good time if you're listening midsummer. I mean, this is a good thing to take to the beach, sit on a rock somewhere, sit outside on a patio at your house or at a cafe and just have a blank notepad and start thinking about all of these things. Right? So I want you to have fun with this. So, okay, you might be saying, why am I doing all this? Well, first of all, I said foundation, right? So I want you to know all of your goodnesses. I want you to see all the things you've done in life. And now you see what you bring to the table. And you could start to bolster yourself. So these lists, I would say, should never be put away, but they should be in a place for sure that you know where they are. Because if you're having a down day, if you're doubting yourself, if you're wondering what your goodness is, what you're worth, then you're going to take this out. So this is something that you're going to have forever to look at on those days when you're just not feeling life in yourself 100% as a reminder. So if you do nothing else with this, okay, then this is what you're going to do with this information. All right, so let's talk about in terms of you are ready taking what you've got to the next level. So when you have all of this and you want to do something more with your life, now you know where you're coming from. You know what you bring to the table. You can have confidence about what you've been through, what you've overcome, what you've done, what you've experienced, you know, different things that you've been involved in, all of those things. And now what do you want to make of that? Like, you know, think back, like what did you always want to do that you haven't done yet? Or how does all of this impact what you're doing right now in a way that if you worked with it, these new things that you're just starting to think, oh yeah, I did do all this. How could you bring it to the work you're doing right now to make it so much better, so much more enjoyable, so much more energized and you know, enthused and just growing and thriving? How could you do that with all of this information? Okay, so you already have all of this. So I want to add the icing on the cake to this. And some of you have already done this, especially if you've been working with me. And some of you may have heard of this, and some of you have never heard of this. So we're all in the right place here. Because believe me, those who have already done this probably haven't looked at these in a while. And what am I talking about? That is your strengths. Okay, so you have strengths, and the strengths I use in my coaching business are from the positive psychology based VIA Institute. It's called VIA Character, VIAcharacter.com is the website, VIAcharacter.com. They're innate strengths that you have that are yours. You are using them every day, whether you think you are or not. They're innate to you, especially the top five, which we call signature strengths. And you are, yeah, you know, you don't even have to own these. So even if you said, oh no, those aren't my strengths, they are. They are. They're happening. If I came and examined your life, I could see where they're all working right now. So I want you to go and take the VIA Character assessment. It's free. I can't even believe it. Although I will put a plug in to say that you can pay, I'm gonna say, don't hold me to this, $35, $40, $45, something like that, for an extensive report, which I love their report. It's very helpful, very full of good information, but you don't have to get it. You just want to know your strengths and get a description of your strengths. You can go there, take it for free, and get your printout. It'll take you about 20 minutes. So that'll be your homework. That's number two, take the strengths homework. Okay. Take the strengths assessment. And then what you can start to do, mixed in with everything that I've already said so far, is to look at those strengths and ask yourself, how am I already using these in my life? So take some time to think about when you're using these different strengths. You might be surprised. I bet you can come up with places and ways you've been using every single one, but focus on the top five to start with as your signature strengths. Now, let me just say, for those of you who I don't get to work with, and I would love to, I do strength sessions to kind of go through this thoroughly and help you set up how you're going to use your strengths on purpose, which we'll get to in a minute. But when you get your printout and you see there are 24 character strengths, there are some at the bottom. Ha ha, what a surprise, right? Some are at the top, some are at the bottom. These are all strengths. So this is something you can see if you pay for the report, you can see the actual ranking. Just know that even if something shows up as number 24 on your list, it doesn't mean that you don't have a strength of it. It's just not as strong as the other ones. You might be surprised to know that these are all your strengths. But we want to really focus on the strongest ones the most, because they hold a lot of power and a lot of ability there. So start to ask yourself, where do I use these? Secondly, how could I use each one of these more on purpose to live the life of my dreams, to live my best life, to live the life I want to live? What, you fill in the blank, to live a better life, to enjoy life. When you start to use your strengths on purpose, that's where things get really amazing. So when you start to know your strengths, believe in your strengths, use your strengths on purpose, and now you know what's good about you, you're secure in that, and you have all these experiences that you know you've had that you're now really relishing in the memory and the, you know, I got through that and all these good feelings. You've got a pretty good foundational package of feeling good, strong, self-confident, and having self-esteem. So how amazing is all of this, right? So now it's up to you to ask yourself, what do I want to do with this? Like, how do I use these strengths? How do I use all of these skills and talents that I've developed and experiences, and how do I turn them into opportunity? So I can't answer that part for you. I don't have the answer. When I'm working with my clients, I'm asking them these questions and they are telling me the answers to these. So what are your answers? What would you like to do? I love to look at the areas of life. So look at all the different areas of your life and start to look at, you know, which one would you like to focus on the most? Knowing that when you focus on any area of your life, it affects all areas of your life. Kind of like what I said back at the beginning, when you really get good with one thing, it, you know, like let's say you're just plain happier in your life, your work life is going to be better because you're bringing that energy there. So when you're looking through all of this, think about the areas of life. These are where I work with my clients a lot. The family area, the social area, the mental, intellectual area of your life. So just, you know, learning, growing, expanding, the financial area of your life, business or career area of your life, the community area of your life, like what do you want to do out there in the world that doesn't, you know, just all my different communities, that's your, by your definition, the spiritual area of my life, and then, oh shoot, there's one more that's just kind of going whizzing past my head. Not to be forgotten, the health area of your life. So you want to start to take your strengths and apply them. Like, how can I use these top strengths to make each one of those better? There's another notepad and sitting outside enjoying the sun of the summertime thing to do. Like, just lightheartedness. We're not grinding away at anything. It's just using the energy of the summer and maybe some downtime, which I'm hoping you're having, and enjoying being outside. And, you know, I live in Vermont, so you just have to know that we just think summer is a big deal. because we got through the winter again. So being outside is something I just hold in a really high value for myself. So what about you? Maybe that's something, you know, maybe there's another place you like to be that is valuable to you. And start to apply these things and start to look at your clearinghouse and ask yourself, you know, like, what in here would I like to do again or do differently or do more of? And start to look at your life and know, and I want you to listen and put stars next to this if you're writing it down, you get to plan and create your life. Some of you are going, oh yeah, I know that, totally, I'm on it. And some of you are going, well, no, I don't, because I have to go to work every day and I have my kids and this thing I have to do and this thing I have to do. I want you to really stop and recognize that you have choices about all of that stuff. Yeah, maybe you're choosing to be a great mom or dad, and so you do have things to do with your kids. And you do go to work. You choose to go to work. I know you might have to because you need to pay your bills, but you're choosing to go to that work. So just start to open your mind up, and if this is hard for you, find a sliver. Start with a sliver of time, like 1/2 hour once a week, if that seems like a big step for doing something that you like to do. And then you go to 1 hour, and then maybe it's a couple days a week that you're getting up a little bit earlier now because this, whatever this thing is more meaningful to you than an extra hour of sleep, or maybe you're going to go to bed earlier so you can get up earlier. You know, it is all up to you. So I really want to empower you around that. If you have not been empowered to this point in your life to really realize that you have choices and it's up to you to choose them. It's not up to other people. It's no one else's fault. If you don't fulfill your destiny, if you're not living your best life, it's not anybody else's fault. And we need to be clear about that. We, as I said at the beginning of this podcast, we have all been dealt different things in life. So don't ever look at anybody and think they have it easier. That's better for them. I got dealt a bad hand. You truly don't know. And believe me, after over 16 years of coaching, I can tell you that this is not just something people say. You never know what's going on behind closed doors. We all have our stuff. We all have it. You know, some people just don't want to shout it from the rooftops, and I respect that. I don't necessarily want to do that. I don't want to spread more misery to everybody else than they're already getting by default in their life. So, you know, I talk to close friends. I confide in people. I talk it out. I write in a journal things that are bothering me. I meditate. I do things to take care of myself so that I don't have to be walking around in life with a big cloud over my head. So people might not necessarily know I have any troubles in my life, but guess what? I'm a human being. We all have things going on in our lives and seasons where things are tougher than other seasons. Some seasons look like a breeze and feel like a breeze, and then other seasons, not so much, right? So we have to get over thinking anyone has it easier, anyone is more blessed, anybody is, you know, getting that, you know, something that we should have, could have, would have gotten. We need to get over those kinds of things because that stops us from living our best life. That stops you from getting what really is coming to you. And we could have a whole class about that. In fact, I think I'm going to be having a guest on at some point to talk about all of that with you guys. So I want you to start taking some words into all this. You've got your strengths. You've got what's good about you. You've got your clearinghouse. Here are some words for you. Belief. All right. So believe in yourself. Believe in the goals that you have. When you write your goals, you got to keep looking at them. Review your goals over and over every day, right? You don't want to let go of those. They will disappear. It takes 5 minutes or less. Don't tell me you don't have time to review your goals. I do it every day. I know it takes 5 minutes or less. 5 minutes if I get interrupted, okay? It really doesn't take any time. And your eyeballs just need to look over. Or if you know, some people record their goals so they can listen to their own voice saying their goals. Think about having a word or phrase that guides you. Like, you know, for some reason lately, there are two words that just make me feel excited. And when I start to think about these words in relationship to everything, it helps me to lift myself up. One of them is reverence, like just holding something in a really high value, looking up to something like super important, like you, yourself, you know, that could be something. And vibrance is the other one, like just something having vibrancy and being vibrant, like just shimmering with life. Like, that's just a good word to me right now. I mean, these are not words that I've played around with. I have words every year, but these are different ones because I'm a different person in a different place and time than I have been in the past. So think about a word or maybe two that, you know, just kind of bring you back to center. Like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm having a fight with my spouse, but, you know, vibrancy is my word. You know what? No, that fight with my spouse is not going to work. That's not going to be vibrant. I mean, that's just not where I'm going with this. So what am I going to do to change that and bring myself back into alignment with the words? Reverence. Well, you know, having a fight with my spouse, you know, in the midst of that, I'm forgetting the lofty idea that, you know, this marriage is through thick and thin. And I hold reverence for, you know, being married and having that be something that I chosen to be involved in. And so what do I have to do differently in order to have reverence again and not be fighting? You know, what do I have to do? I'm oversimplifying here. Let's just say this. You can do your part. That's all you do. We need two people to make everything, you know, in a relationship be the best it can be, right? Let's not, you know, take on the responsibility where it's not necessarily ours to take, but do your part. Ask yourself the questions. Don't ask your spouse the questions, but just tell them what you're willing to do. Speak from your experience. You know, I'm all about vibrancy and reverence right now. And so I can just see that this isn't working. What can we do? What can I do? Let's move past this and have a conversation about that. You can do that. You're not going to say you're not being reverent or, you know, what you're doing isn't very vibrant. It's not about them, right? It's about us and what do we want. And we have the power to control that. All right. You have to want to change things enough to make it happen. So if you've wanted to make changes, maybe you've even done some of these things in the past and nothing has changed, you just didn't want it badly enough. You know, when you want something badly enough, I think I hear a lot of people who are this one, but you don't have to wait till you're older. No, things are good, just the way they are. Let's just say, so here's a real share, TMI maybe. So I'm over 50 now and I still feel like I'm 30 years old. I expect everything to still be the same. And, you know, I've always felt like I wanted to be in shape and work hard and, you know, had some level of dissatisfaction over the years. You know, I had two babies and, you know, just, you know, keeping in shape and, you know, just wanting to have a good, strong body all these years has been really important. But I will admit to always having a little sliver of dissatisfaction about how I look. So flash forward, now I'm at the age I'm at now, which is just a few years over 50. And things are changing again. Guess what? And now, gosh darn it, I find myself, why can't I just have that body back that I had when I was 40 or 45? The one that I wasn't satisfied with, mind you, at the time. Have any of you ever done this? Right? Is that one of the definitions of insanity? Like, so just learn from me now. Like, whatever you're not satisfied with right now, you want to do something about it, but you also want to appreciate yourself and realize that as you get older, things do change. And then there's another word that comes in, which is called acceptance. So know that you have a lot to be happy for right now, right? Wherever you're at, you don't have to wait until you're older to appreciate this fact. But those of you who have joined me in the 50 plus club, you know, you can finally say, you know what, I don't want to live the rest of my life like this, and I'm ready to do something about it. So whatever age you're at, this totally applies to you. But I think as we get older, it maybe gets a little more urgent. All right. And then recognize that it is going to be hard. Whatever you decide to change, you know, again, I'm going to use an old story. For some reason, the old stories that you've probably heard before are coming to my mind this morning. But, you know, remember the one about the caterpillar in the cocoon and the guy comes along and cuts him open to help him get out to be the butterfly so he wouldn't have to struggle? It's like being helpful, right? I'm going to help him. And then the caterpillar dies. Like, he doesn't turn into the butterfly because the struggling part to get out of the cocoon is what makes the butterfly into the butterfly. So we have to remember that there will be struggle. There will be obstacles. Like I start to now, I mean, this is, I've been doing this for years. I shouldn't say starting now. Like looking for the obstacles as a sign that I'm on the right track, because there is going to be challenge, difficulty, obstacles, hardship, in a path that is on to great things. When you get over those things, you have reward on the other side. Nothing is going to be simply a skip down the street and then everything falls into your lap. I mean, at least I really haven't heard of that. Even if someone wins the lottery, there's an instant obstacle that they have to deal with, or two or three or 10. Okay, so just know that when you're going to make change, if it's hard, that is not a sign that you're not doing the right thing. It's a sign that you are doing the right thing. It's going to be difficult. Change is difficult, but you have to want it more than you don't want it. Right? You got that? And you have to be willing to work through the obstacles. So here's the next thing I want you to do. The next list is, what are your resources? Who can you go to that believes in you? What do you already have at your disposal? Like, have you invested in some classes? Have you invested in some books? Whatever it is that you have for resources. Like for me, I'm doing this year of no shopping, which I'll probably do a show on that at the end of the year when I've gone through, but I've gone through like over half the year already, like no shopping, because I have plenty of clothes and I don't need to buy anything because I have resources. I'm using the resources I already have. So I want you to make a list. So when you make the list of resources, like I write down my dry cleaner, I write down my coach, I write down my neighbors, I write down the food in my pantry, I write down all the books I have, because God knows I have lots of books. And I have invested in other learning kinds of programs that I have never, some I haven't started and some I definitely haven't finished. So I'm just working on like using all of the things that I have already at my disposal. Right? So, you know, if someone offers to do something for you, then say yes to that. Let them be a resource for you. Someone else will want you to do something for them and you can say yes to them. So resources of every kind, even your strengths are resources that you can go to. So people, places, things, all of those resources. Helping people, you know, you could make a sub list in this, which I really like to do when you're starting to feel like maybe you're all alone in this, like that you do have a team, and your team is everybody in your life who does something for you. From, you know, like if there's someone who makes juice for you, or, you know, like I said, the dry cleaner, the banker, the person who does your nails. Yeah. One of my favorite people, Mona, the masseuse, who helps me to keep my shoulders down from my ears. You know, like just your people who I work with, they're my team. They have their own business, but they share an office with me. I have an office actually that I have that's part of their office, and they're my team. They're amazing. So just really think widely about who is on your team. Person who works out with you, the trainer at the gym, you know, whatever. I don't know who these people are in your life, but I want you to get the sense that you are not alone in this. Like, you do have support. You have resources. You have a team. You've got things that are good about you. You've been through things. You've had experiences. You've been places. You've learned things. And there's a lot of stuff that's good about you. All right. So I think, given all that, guess what? You are ready. You're ready. Whatever going to the next level means to you, you've got what it takes. You've got it at your disposal. You just have to decide, what is it? Like, do you want to pick one of those areas of life to work on going to the next level? And then what does the next level mean to you? If you get stuck on that, here's a great way to decide. Super simple. Scale of 1 to 10. Let's say you take the intellectual area of your life. It's a place that you really want to sink in and expand. That's where you want to go to the next level. You want to ask yourself simply this. Where are you in your level of satisfaction on a scale from 1 to 10 in that area? And then the next question you want to ask yourself is, what would make it a 10? So what would have to happen right now in order for you to say that you feel like a 10? It's by today's definition, in your definition. You can expand that later. And hopefully you will, because you want to always be expanding, not being dissatisfied, but just expanding. Just stick that in there again. So what would have to happen? And so that gap between where you're at now and the 10 and what would have to happen gives you all of the like good stuff that you need to devise a plan. Like, okay, now what do I need to do in order to get there to that 10? How do I break that down? What's the very first step? And the step should be something that you could put into an appointment book. So if you can't fit it into an appointment book, then it's still not a small enough step. So keep breaking it down, break yourself down into steps, and start to move forward on that. First of all, you're going to notice when you start to move forward on something, you know, things shift and change and expand. Just deciding to do something, you'll already start to get evidence of something shifting and changing. And then you just have to keep taking action. So I just really oversimplified a whole bunch of stuff right there at the end, but that's what you can start to do with this. All right, so take this time of year where things are open and flowing. Don't even have any big expectations. Take that notepad and just start to ask yourself these questions and think about things and work with this and just see what comes up, because then we're moving into the back to school time of year, right? That energy, do you still feel that? I do. Back to school. I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to create. Like, what am I going to do? I'm going to put myself back to school. What are you going to do? So just use the rest of the summer to kind of think about all this and start to decide, what do you want to do with that back to school energy in the fall? What do you want to do with all of this? Just take a piece. I said a lot in this 45 minutes. I hope that you'll listen again, but just pull out one thing that's important to you and start with that one thing. I know I'm type A, I could write down 10 things and then I won't move forward on any of them. So I've learned, like, start with the first one. What's the first thing? If it's little and I can just plug it in, then I'll allow myself another one. But just take the steps. Step by step, you start to expand. All right, so look me up, Kimberly Dubrule, DUBRUL.com. At Kimberly Dubrule on Instagram. Instagram is my favorite. I love taking pictures, so please find me there. Facebook, Kim Dubrule Coaching, and I'm on Twitter at Coach Kim Dubrule. I'm all over the place. I would love to connect with you. Let me know your thoughts, questions, and anything else. And you'll also see I'm doing a great mastermind that is in the back to school time frame. You could bring all of your ideas too and start to implement it. Best mastermind. It's a teleclass. You can be anywhere in the world and take part with us. So check out all the info there and contact me with any questions. Looking forward to connecting with you soon, and have a great rest of your summer.